Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme, joined alongside today with Mary Wilson Trotter, the President and CEO of the Almont General Hospital and Carlton Place and District Memorial Hospital, and Patty Morton, the Operational Lead for the COVID-19 Testing Clinic in Almont. How are you two doing today?
Very well, thanks.
Awesome. So we're here today to discuss the closure of that COVID-19 testing clinic in Almont, which occurred late last month after nearly 3 years of operation. So my first question today is for Patty. How did winding down that operation until its eventual closure feel? And do you feel a bit of a sense of relief or maybe even a weight off your shoulders since the closure?
Yeah. Happy and sad, really. It was a wonderful experience to service the community during a global pandemic. And the relationships within the clinic, across the paramedics and the docs and the hospital staff and public health were phenomenal. We got to know each other super well, and I'll miss those regular connections for sure, but very, very happy that we are sitting at a different place in the pandemic right now.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about those earlier days in the pandemic when you were establishing the clinic. Obviously, the whole world was feeling quite frantic at the time, and I imagine you were feeling sort of the same.
We were actually. It was very much a case of things changing almost moment to moment and trying to figure out what the right thing was to do in terms of the need for COVID assessment and testing. And thankfully, here in Almont, we also operate the Lanark County Paramedic Service. So it was very easy for us to quickly pull together staff and physicians from both hospitals and paramedics for the paramedic service to figure out how we could get a clinic up and running very quickly. Public health joined us right away and were extremely supportive of everything we were doing. Initially, it was in a space behind the emergency department in the hospital in Almont, and we spent a number of months there being very creative about how to look after the community, and eventually we were able to move to larger space as it became clear that this was going to be something that was required for more than a few months and that we were going to be serving large numbers of people from the community. We also at that point took on a vaccination role as the vaccination became available.
And how about when vaccinations, obviously they became widespread and there was a peak and then fewer people are getting vaccinated today, either because they're already vaccinated or COVID is on the back burner of a lot of people's minds. So how did the operation change on a day-to-day or I guess week-to-week or month-to-month basis when it came to meeting the demand and then sort of winding down?
Yeah, so initially, it was primarily COVID assessment that we were doing until February 2021, and the demand was phenomenal, especially over the summer of 2020 and into the fall. Fortunately, as the provincial directives kept changing for testing as well, so as people pulled to vaccination, there was a time of a lot of outbreaks and that first shot that was especially challenging. But as we got to the summer and the second shot, most of our resources actually pulled to vaccination. The testing got smaller. And then with back to school, as the second shot went down, we ended up with on-site rapid molecular testing. And with back to school and the rules then, testing surged up. So we just went with the flow between the two, and our staff were all cross-trained or mostly cross-trained, so that they could, on a dime, go one way or the other.
I was just going to say, as the pandemic went on and we continued to offer the service, we had to be more creative about finding staff to come and help us. Initially, there were people who might have been available because perhaps their educational work was suspended. We were very fortunate to have a number of retired nurses step forward to work in the assessment center and also in the vaccination clinic. And so as we started to wind things down, some of these nurses have thankfully transitioned to working in the hospital, and some of them have been quite happy to return to things that they were doing before they joined us in the clinic.
And Mary, now it must be nice to sort of be able to shift your attention to other areas of importance now that COVID has more or less stabilized.
Well, you know, in hospitals and long-term care and paramedic services, we are still dealing with COVID every day and the impact of COVID. We are continuing to see people with COVID in our emergency departments. We are continuing to need to be vigilant with respect to masking and hand washing and personal protective equipment. We have had COVID outbreaks from time to time, and we're also seeing the impact of COVID still being in the community on staff and their ability to come to work as staff members or members of the family who require their care contract COVID and need to stay away from work.
Oh, so it's maybe perhaps just being focused less on in the public because we've been talking about it for 3 years, but it's still very much a prevalent issue.
It's certainly not holding the same place in the public consciousness. And certainly many of the people who contract COVID now are not as seriously ill as they were at the beginning of the pandemic, but it is absolutely something we are dealing with every day.
And Patty, when you went into this as the operational lead, did you anticipate helping as many people as you ended up doing at that clinic? I mean, you issued almost 40,000 tests. That's quite a mark.
Yeah, well, so I inherited the clinic at the end of May 2020 after a couple of months. And at that time, there were 65 swabs a week. So it's really the changing provincial directive over time that drove swab volumes. But we, first of all, had absolutely no thought that we would be doing this, have done this close to 3 years, and not at all with that volume of swabs. So it just speaks to how we needed to transition and pivot regularly in through operating the clinic.
Yeah, and how big of a balancing act was that? Because regulations and rules changed constantly as we learned more about COVID-19, you know, on a provincial level and a municipal and federal level. How much of your job was that to just sort of balance everything out?
Huge. All of a sudden, there'd be an announcement, usually publicly on a Thursday afternoon. And then by Friday, we'd have to have it all figured out because the phones would be ringing. And often the public knew before we did what the changes were. And they were huge swings. For example, the summer of 2020, initially we were only servicing people off of physicians' referrals that were within North Lanark. And then the middle of June 2020, I don't know if you remember the highway signs driving along that said, get tested for COVID. And everybody could call and book appointment. There was no geographical restriction. And the nursing homes opened up to visitors and they had to test regularly to visit. So in through that was a particularly difficult time. Ottawa, we did up staff within our capacity, but had no chance of meeting the waterfall of people coming from Ottawa. And really the solution to that was when Ottawa opened two more testing centers to take some of the load off. And then the end of December 2021, testing became limited just to highest risk people and highest risk settings, just sort of a month into Omicron. And that took demand the other way and really dropped it. And so then we, you know, had to change our staffing, change our program. We had different rooms for different functions that we all brought all into the Octagon room, and but always on a dime. For sure, all through the last 3 years.
have to keep your head on a swivel, to say the least. Before I let you two go, is there anything else you feel like we should mention or you feel the public should know about, either in regards to the past 3 years or anything coming up?
So, Grant, one of the things that I would like to mention is that inside the numbers of COVID tests that the clinic counted were tests that the Lanark County paramedics conducted in people's homes and in pop-up clinics around Lanark County, for example, at schools where there may have been an exposure or some concern about an outbreak. So in addition to that fixed site, we had tremendous work on the part of the Lanark County Paramedic Service to make sure that people who couldn't get to an assessment or testing center still had the opportunity for testing and also for vaccination.
So it was a very collaborative effort to get everybody tested and make sure people were as safe as possible.
Absolutely. And the other thing I will do is give a huge shout out to Dr. Paula Stewart, who was the medical officer of health for Lanark, Leeds, and Granville through most of the pandemic. She was extremely responsive, extremely helpful. She convened weekly meetings of all of the providers across our public health region to make sure that we were all on the same page in terms of information, that we were all understanding of latest directions. And she really, really provided outstanding leadership across the region.
Absolutely. And she's doing well, I'm sure, in retirement, and maybe misses it a little bit, but probably not the pandemic part. Well, that'll do it for today's In Focus. Thank you to Mary Wilson-Trider and Patty Morton for joining me today. I'm Grant Demme. Thank you for listening.